Good morning. It's Tuesday, October 8th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. The University of South Carolina's accrediting body plans to conduct a full formal review of the school's presidential search. According to the state newspaper, a letter on the matter was sent from the accrediting body's president to President Robert Caslin and the chairman of USC's Board of Trustees. The letter explains that the issue is USC's compliance with the Southern Association of Colleges and School Requirements, stating that there is no undue influence in university matters. The letter states that the SACS board will conduct the review this December. A former Jasper County employee has pleaded guilty to embezzling nearly $275,000. Prosecutors say that 57-year-old Denise Smith of Kennesaw, Georgia, pleaded guilty Friday to embezzlement while working as a financial analyst for the county. A judge sentenced her to 8 years in prison and to repay the money. Prosecutors said she created invoices for a fake landscaping company that the county paid. County officials became aware of discrepancies after she retired and was hired part-time to train her replacement. Francine Norris of the 14th Circuit Solicitor's Office said the thefts were not a one-time thing and that Smith abused the public's trust. A Gaffney man has been sentenced to almost 20 years in federal prison after pleading guilty in a conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine, launder money, and possess firearms in connection with trafficking. The U.S. Attorney's Office in East Tennessee said 49-year-old Leonard Wayne Mullinax was sentenced yesterday to 19 years and 17 months. Prosecutors said Mullinax said he had supplied 48-year-old co-defendant Edward Walters of Sturgeonsville, Tennessee, with more than 8 pounds of methamphetamine for about a year. Walters is awaiting sentencing. Six others from Tennessee and South Carolina were previously sentenced to terms ranging from 10 years to about 16 and a half years. A 15-year-old freshman at Lexington High School was suspended yesterday for joking to another student about having a gun in his book bag. According to the state newspaper, Principal Melissa Rawl sent an email to parents regarding the incident. Rawl said that at no time did the student threaten another student or the school. Rawl said another student overheard the conversation and notified the teacher. The email says the school resource officer made a report of the incident and the student was suspended while awaiting an expulsion hearing. Administrators also interviewed students about the incident. Police are investigating reports of a sexual assault on the campus of Clemson University. On Sunday, the Clemson University Police Department sent out a campus safety alert, saying officers are investigating the reported assault. The police department said the assault was said to have taken place Thursday evening in a restroom at Robert Muldrow Cooper Library. After breaking ground in May of 2018, Columbia International University has cut the ribbon 1 month ahead of schedule on its new business and technology center. The 44,000-square-foot William H. Jones Global Business and IT Center will serve as a hub for the university's business development initiative. CIU is now offering master's and doctoral degrees in business. The business center includes meeting and classroom space, as well as state-of-the-art technology. Students at the adjoining Ben Lippin School will also begin using the facility. Although it's literally pennies, it's still good news. Gas prices have continued to slide nationwide as well as statewide since last week. According to AAA Carolinas, the national average cost of a gallon of unleaded fell from $2.66 to $2.65. Here in South Carolina, the price fell from $2.30 to $2.28. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.